Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Raul Amaya and David Marcus. And they're here representing the El Paso chapter of Americans United. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Louis.
Now, before we get started, as far as the event that is going to be happening here, actually tomorrow, I want to talk a little bit about the organization, because some people may not be aware of the organization or may not be familiar that there's a chapter here.
Yes. Join Us for Justice grew out of the conflict at City Hall 6 years ago regarding healthcare benefits for domestic partners. And if you recall, it was bitter battles every Tuesday morning, Bibles being waved in the air by religious right people who truly felt that giving health benefits to those that were not married, and it was primarily gays and lesbians, partners of city employees, violated their religious beliefs. The problem with that is if it violates their religious beliefs, they're entitled to that belief, and they certainly, you know, that should be respected. The problem is you can't force that belief on everybody else, and that's where the line was crossed. They wanted the city of El Paso to agree that they were going to pass an ordinance that this would not happen if you were not legally married in the state of Texas, which is really something that they based on their own biblical belief that, first of all, marriage is between a man and a woman, and number two, homosexuality was a sin. In America, we have the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, and inside the First Amendment is the Establishment Clause. And it clearly guarantees freedom of religion. It's been interpreted by the founders of our nation, even Thomas Jefferson and others, who clearly stated that their concern was that you can't, not only can you not have government either endorsing one faith or passing laws based on one faith, but you also couldn't allow the other side. You couldn't allow religion to encourage government to pass laws in a way that helped them. It's a vicious circle. You can't have freedom of religion from government if you have one or more different religions telling government what laws to pass, because then you create a government that's now infringing on religious rights of those who aren't part of the majority. And the founding fathers knew that. These guys were way ahead of their time. Supreme Court decisions ever since then have continued to uphold that. You just saw that recently in the recent Supreme Court decision that guaranteed the right of everybody to be married. If they wanted to be married, if there's two people in love, they have the right to go get a marriage license in all 50 states. They have the right to be married. It's not up to government to determine that they are a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman, and is wrong, or it isn't wrong. It's not up to government to impose somebody else's religious belief on those people that don't agree with it. So out of the city conflict that happened with City Hall and Tom Brown and all of his people, we saw, a group of us, saw a need to have a viable organization in El Paso that would be able to teach the First Amendment, that would be able to teach what the First Amendment really does say, to teach what separation of church and state really does mean under the law. And we're not talking about hypotheticals here. We're not talking about whether you agree or you don't agree with it because your religious beliefs state that, you know, Raul Amaya is green and therefore he's not entitled to something if that happens to be your belief. It's just purely about the law as it was established by our founding fathers and why it's right. And that's what we teach. We're a nonprofit here in El Paso, and we host events 3 to 4 times a year that try to show people examples of when that law is broken, what happens, as well as we bring people here to explain why it's important that we continue to strengthen that wall of separation between church and state.
Raul, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us your involvement in the organization and why you got involved, and we're going to talk about this event coming up tomorrow in just a few minutes.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting David several years ago as a fellow panelist in the National Issues Forum, and we have found out that we have lots of friends in common. And then as time went on, I would run into David here and there. And then when this Tom Brown thing came up, I was involved with an organization that was sponsoring community forums where we would invite politicians and city officials to speak to the public. And I had decided that I wanted to tackle something that was controversial. Up to that time, we were just having primarily, again, political candidates and city officials. But at that time, the Tom Brown thing was going on, and it was pretty hot stuff. So I already knew David, so I gave David a call and said, hey, how would you like to get involved in a debate against Pastor Tom Brown? And so we set that up, and I thought it was great, and we had a good turnout. And then sometime after that, again, I ran into David, and he asked me if I would be interested in joining the board of directors of Join Us for Justice. And on the basis of his persona, his intellect, his involvement, I thought this was something that I would want to get involved in also.
A question that perhaps listeners might have, and perhaps I'm playing devil's advocate here, but I just want to explain, because we have a lot of Jewish people here in our city, and we have a lot of Muslim people. We have a lot of Greek Orthodox. And so I guess the question that the people might have is, well, what if it does that only work against for Christian organizations? Or what if I have a concern about my Jewish beliefs or my Muslim beliefs? Can I come to you all for help?
Absolutely. First of all, we're not faith-based. I'm Jewish. Raul is...
I'm an agnostic.
Yeah. So we have people on our board who represent all faiths and non-beliefs. We're not faith-based, but we represent everybody's faith because our organization is your best bet to guarantee that you can continue to practice your religion decades into the future. If we don't continue to fight for strong separation of church and state, then it's just a matter of a few decades before religion itself will just go away. There is a war on Christianity, and there is a war on faith in general terms. It's being brought on by the right-wing Christian people who fight so hard to try and force everybody else to practice their belief. They are themselves causing the biggest the amount of people to walk away from their faith, to question their faith, that constant barrage of you have to believe that homosexuality is wrong or you have to do this every day. And it's not just Christianity, but it just so happens that's the majority. That's what you see out there every day. And they are causing a huge, tremendous amount of increase in people who no longer practice a faith at all.
And I guess that's a good segue to go into about our program tomorrow morning afternoon that you guys are sponsoring. And you're bringing in two young ladies, Catherine Stewart and Magdalene Gracie Betty. You mind telling us about those ladies?
Well, it's I've met both of these women. Gracie is just a talented, smart young lady. I think Gracie is in her second year of college. When she was in high school, Gracie was going to high school in Mississippi, and her school in Rankin County, Mississippi, started to host mandatory school assemblies every morning. They would bring a local church in to hold these school assemblies. This is a public school she was going to, paid for by tax dollars of citizens in Rankin County, Mississippi. And she would have to go to these assemblies every morning, and they would preach about Christ and prayer. Now, remember, this is not a decision that courts are thinking about or having. This was decided in 1963 by the U.S. Supreme Court when they clearly stated that prayer and Bible reading in public schools was wrong. It just it shouldn't be done, can't be done. It's against the law. So here in 2013, you have a high school in Mississippi that's clearly violating the First Amendment of the Constitution. Gracie, I believe her father is a Sikh, and she felt really uncomfortable with this whole issue of prayer in school every morning. They were forced to go. They didn't have any choice. So she and her parents filed a lawsuit in federal court against her high school, and they won, naturally. It was a clear – I mean, there was no question about who was going to win that decision. The schools pled ignorance. They said they didn't know there was a law against that. You know, I'm guessing they must have had their heads in the sand for the last 40 or 50 years. And so they agreed that they would not do it again. They paid some huge fines, and Gracie graduates. In the meantime, she's been while this was going on, she was being bullied by classmates that didn't agree with her, and she went through a lot of stuff. She graduates, she moves on to the university, and then this year, the same high school in Rankin County does it again. 2 years later, they bring a church in and start holding school assemblies again. And the federal court has admonished them and fined them again. So what you have is a school district in Mississippi that's continuing to pay these huge fines out of tax dollars because the administration is, and they're claiming that they're ignorant of the law. And so Gracie's going to tell her story tomorrow. Catherine Stewart is a parent.
She's a journalist too, right?
Journalist also. Catherine had her children when they were little in public school and found out that there were school-sponsored groups in the school their kids were going to, that their kids, her kids, were having to go to these school-sponsored studies, whatever, that were actually Christian right organizations trying to teach these kids that Christianity was the only true religion and that they needed to go out and convince their peers, little kids, I'm talking about 6, 7, 8-year-olds, that they too needed to be Christians and believe in Jesus Christ. It was in taxpayer-paid-for public schools. So she actually did a study around the country and found out that this group was doing this all over the United States. And she wrote a book about it, and it's called The Good News Club. Catherine's bringing her books with her tomorrow, so she'll have those available for people to buy if they want to. She'll sign them for it. And she's going to tell her story about how she did the study, how she actually did the undercover work and figured out what was going on.
So as far as people who are interested in going to hear these ladies, tell us where it's going to be, what time, and perhaps do they need to pre-register or anything like that, David?
They don't need to pre-register. It's in Quinn Hall, in the auditorium, the big, beautiful auditorium in Quinn Hall. We've arranged for free parking in the UTEP Sun Bowl Garage. Drive up to the top floor. I think it's the fifth floor of the garage and park. It's free. Walk over to Quinn Hall, go into the auditorium and just enjoy yourself. It'll start at 1 p.m. If you are disabled or you can't walk or there's an issue, we're going to have a couple of golf carts there to transport people, make it easier for them to get over there. If you do want to pre-register, it would help us. And you can do that by going to our website. It's joinusforjustice.org, and it's all one word, joinusforjustice.org, and go to the event registration or RSVP site on there. First 50 people that do that, we're going to send an invitation to the reception, which is going to be a little bit earlier. So not only do you get to let us know you're coming, which helps, but we'll treat you to reception where you can actually meet these two ladies in person before the event.
You mentioned about getting together and meeting. Where do you all meet? What time? And what does one need to do to become a member of your organization?
Anybody can join us. We're open to new members. We're always open to new members. We hold a meeting the second Wednesday of every month, I think so. And we always announce our meetings on – we have a Meetup site. So if you're on Meetup, meetup.com, just go there and you'll find all our meetings posted. If you want more information, you can actually write us through the website, Join Us for Justice. We'll respond to you immediately. If you want to find out where the meetings are, just ask us. We'll let you know. Join Us for Justice was formed from the city council issue we talked about. But a year after that, we were approached by Americans United for Separation of Church and State in Washington. And they invited us to become the El Paso chapter of Americans United, and we did that.
Well, we want to thank you very much for joining us today. We've been visiting with Raul Amaya and David Marcus, talking about the event, which will be taking place tomorrow, the 26th, at Quinn Hall, and that starts at 1 p.m. If you want to find out more information, you can go to joinusforjustice.org. Thank you all very much for being with us.
Thank you, Louis.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Community Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sainz.